The first time that you challenge your addiction, and the second, and the third, you may not feel that anything has been accomplished. Do you think that authentic power can be had so easily? As you hold to your intention, and as you choose again and again and again to become whole, you accumulate power, and the addiction that you thought could not be challenged will lose its power over you. When you challenge an addiction and choose to become whole, you align yourself with your non-physical help. The work to be done is yours, but assistance is always there for you. The non-physical world, the actions of your guides and teachers, touches yours in many ways. The thought that brings power, the memory that reminds, the surprise occurrence that reinforces. There is much joy in the non-physical world when a soul releases major negativity and the quality of its consciousness shifts upward into higher frequencies of light. Therefore, do not suffer in aloneness. There is no such thing. Look at yourself as someone who is reaching for healing and at the complexity of what needs to be healed. Do not think that you exist alone without other human beings of equal complexity. All that the human experience is about is the journey toward wholeness. Therefore, you can look at each individual and rest assured that they are not whole. They are in process. Were they whole, they would not be physical upon our plane. In other words, you have the company of billions of souls. When you have worked hard, take the time to appreciate what you have done. Do not always look at the distance that you have yet to travel. Join your non-physical teachers and guides in applauding what you have accomplished. This does not mean to relapse into your addiction. It means allowing yourself to rest when you need it, to recognize when you become exhausted, and to give yourself the grace of knowing that even the best of us get tired.